Please note, we are unable to play the songs referenced in this episode due to the legal stuff on this platform. For the full immersive experience, listen to DYUHWW on Mixcloud.com or play the songs on your favorite music streaming platform.
Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work? Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work? Do you understand how words work?
For God so loved the world that he gave them
Ms. Nina Davis. So she could ask,
do you understand how words work?
Welcome to segment two of Love Your Neighbor as Yourself. For do you understand how words work? I am Ms. Nina Davis, and I am your guide through this discussion on Love Your Neighbor as Yourself. Thank you all for staying with us as we're about to dive into what society has to say. But first, a brief recap. In the previous segment, we discussed the history of the phrase love your neighbor as yourself and to whom the word neighbor even applies. Additionally, we had a conversation with Pastor Darren Monroe and benefited from his experience, perspective, and knowledge on love your neighbor as yourself. We ended the last segment with Get It Together by India Ari. It highlights one crucial factor. If we don't know how to love ourselves, then we ourselves are part of the issue. Whatever we sow, we shall reap. Galatians 6, 7 through 8. Get it together, followers of Christ.
Oh no, Ms. Nina, don't be blaming me.
Well, well, well.
Thirsty young soul, my intent is accountability, not blame. What I mean is, in order for us to love our neighbors as ourselves, we have to first know how to love ourselves. Comprende? Understand? Otherwise, we're just out here treating people any old kind of way, and then not understanding why it's not working. And spiritually speaking, the best model of how to love others that I found is the way that God loves us all. Now, don't panic here. Yes, it's impossible for us to love ourselves or others as much as God loves us. He is the creator. We are the created. Most humans don't understand how much their parents love them until they become parents themselves. Pastor Monroe mentioned this in the first segment. It's called agape love or unconditional love. Now, as humans, even some of the best parents have conditions or limits to the love they express. Unconditional love is the model we should study and strive for, which means that type of love, unconditional love, should be the goal for the way we love ourselves, our neighbors, and our families as well. When we practice unconditional love on ourselves, including looking past our flaws and imperfections, that love will naturally transform the way we love others. Now, society says,
just acknowledging your neighbor is more than enough. You don't need to love them as much or like you love yourself.
In fact, society is cool with us just showing minimal concern or interest in our neighbors. That's probably because society is more concerned with everyone loving her at all cost. Remember, she's messy. But unconditional love says there is nothing that can change the relationship. No action, words, or cosmic forces. Unconditional love means accepting as is, whether it's ourselves or others. Agape love also means there's no condition in which I would stop expressing the emotion of love through my words, behaviors, and actions. Yes, that's a lot. So, we can practice with different types of loves and work our way up, like philia, which is like love you like a BFF, or storge, which is family love. It takes practice to accomplish expressing all types of love through more than just words. Side note, look up the different types of love on the web to learn more about them. There are at least 8 types to explore. Speaking of society, we took a poll here at Do You Understand How Words Work? About loving our neighbors. Ms. Nina Davis loves data. I love getting other folks' opinions, and I love analyzing that information. If you haven't taken the poll yet, it's not too late. Click on the Love Your Neighbor as Yourself link at the top of our website at www.dyuhww.org to participate today. We are still collecting data. Before we jump into all this poll data, let's take a quick musical break and check out how this song illustrates how loving our neighbors may play out in real life. Listen or read these scenarios and think about similar situations in our lives or the lives of those around us. What would we do in the moments described in Bear With You by Tripp Lee?
Do you understand how words work? Please visit our website at www.dyuhww.org and contact us at Ms. Nina Davis at dyuhww.org. That's MZZZ Nina Davis at dyuhww.org. And we're back. Well, I guess we gotta bear with those that are hard to love too, whether they are neighbors, friends, or family. Ms. Nina Davis here, chatting with you all about love your neighbor as yourself. Let's get into this survey data. So, we asked 7 questions to some of you about practicing love your neighbor as yourself. And here's what you all had to say. Question number 1. 99% of you said, yes, I believe in practicing love your neighbor as yourself.
Okay.
Now, let's think about what the words in this question actually mean. How do they work? Do you believe in practicing love your neighbor as yourself? We may believe seatbelts save lives. We might believe Jesus walked on water. We could even believe popsicles are better than ice cream sandwiches.
But does everyone always wear their seatbelt? Do we believe we can walk on water? Do we boycott stores that sell ice cream sandwiches? No to all of those, because believing and practicing are not the same.
And the word practicing implies an active, consistent habit. Plus, love as yourself could mean any number of things to us individually. What if we ask the question like this? Do you agree with treating your neighbors as well as you treat yourself every day? I think more would have said no to that question if we are honest, right? Or is it just me? Next up, question number 2. Do you consider yourself Christian, Muslim, Jewish, or none of these? This question is self-explanatory. Religiously or spiritually speaking, do you see yourself as part of one of the 3 Abrahamic religions? Because Judaism, Islam, and Christianity all started from descendants of Abraham. Look him up if you're not familiar with the name. You can literally type Abraham into your favorite or forced search engine and find a plethora of information. Additionally, and my personal favorite, open up Genesis and learn from the Word of God. Amen. 84% of the individuals polled identified with one of the 3 Abrahamic religions, and 16% of the polled individuals do not associate with any Abrahamic religion. They may associate with another religion or none at all. Looking at the data from the rest of the questions, not identifying with one of the 3 does not seem to impact the practice of love your neighbor as yourself. Question number 3 is, who do you consider to be your neighbor?
Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
21% answered, my physical neighbor is my neighbor. Physical proximity matters to some of y'all. About 5% answered, anyone in my country, including visitors and immigrants, are my neighbors. And the rest, about 74%, agree every human on the planet, one way or another, is their neighbor. But remember, 84% of the individuals polled identified as Jewish, Christian, or Muslim. Somebody is not doing it right. Well, certainly now, after learning what we have learned in the first segment, everyone's answer would change to, every human being is my neighbor, right? Well, now seems like a good time to take another music break. Here's another great song from our playlist that some of y'all helped build. Please enjoy Jesus is Love by the Commodores.
You know, God made me funky.
Do you understand how words work? Okay, keeping it moving to question number 4. Do your neighbors know you love them? 79% say yes. At least one of my neighbors knows that I love them. And 21% say, nope, they are clueless. I'll just say this to all of us. If at least one of our neighbors, near or far, does not know we love them, our love is too quiet. We are not doing it right. They, non-followers of Christ, are supposed to know us, followers of Christ, by our love. We are missing opportunities to share kindness and build relationships because we may be too distracted or too busy to focus on the present, and we may be operating mentally, emotionally, and physically on autopilot. I am not your robot, I am not a clone, yeah. All right, question number 5 from our fun and quick little survey. Would you consider praying for your neighbors? 100% of the polled individuals responded, yes. That's an amazing response. That means, regardless of your individual religious or spiritual situation, everyone polled said, yes, I would consider praying for my neighbors. And since everyone polled would consider praying for their neighbors, I challenge you all to actually do it then. Start including your neighbors.
Could you be mine? Could you be mine?
Whomever you consider a neighbor in your daily and or nightly prayers. We are almost at the end of our Love Your Neighbor as Yourself survey. Hang on. Question number 6. Did you grow up in an environment where loving your neighbors was expressed through action? 89% selected yes, and 11% responded no. Okay, we are all products of our upbringing, environment at that time, and what we've learned and experienced since then. If we were in an environment where taking care of self or immediate household was the model, even if we understand the concept of love your neighbor as yourself, it's probably difficult to practice it. Please try. The final question in our survey required a written response, and we got some good ones. Question number 7. Is there a song that expresses love towards our neighbors you'd like to share? I'm going to share some comments for a few of the songs that made the list. The full playlist is available at the Love Your Neighbor as Yourself playlist link on our website, www.dyuhww.org. First up, We Are the World. Multiple participants picked this one. One commented, it's the universal Love Your Neighbor song. Second is My Block by Tupac. It tells the story of how much love is shared in conditions that are not optimal, said this person. And What About Us by Pink. Comment read, expresses the ups and downs of trying to love our neighbors. It's not a straight line, it's a goal. Our egos and tendencies towards being self-centered often interfere with our intentions. All right, we have been breaking down and chopping up the phrase or life principle, depending on your beliefs and practices, love your neighbor as yourself. We've discussed the historical origins, societal implications, and reviewed the data from our poll. We've even discussed ways to show our love to our neighbors in ways that let them know we really care. But most importantly, we've noted that we must start with a clear understanding of what love is and how to apply it to ourselves in the same way that God applies it to us. This is more of a wanting us to have what's best for us kind of love versus a wanting us to have everything we want kind of love. Don't forget, we have to start with you know who. Our next song explains it better than I can. Please listen to Note to Self by Bizzle. Do you understand how words work?
Spread love. It's eternal. And so are you.
This brings us to the end of segment 2 and sets up a nice transition to our third and final segment, Spiritually Speaking, because it takes the help of the Holy Spirit to love difficult to love human beings, and we gotta love them too. Coming up, we have a conversation with our final guest MC for this episode of Do You Understand How Words Work? And she's going to add some light and spiritual context to Love Your Neighbor as Yourself. Make sure you have your note-taking tools ready. Please visit our website at www.dyuhww.org. Do you understand how words work?